Mina angizwisisi le ndaba yama-passport ukuthi aba yi-300 and something. Ama-passport, ordinary passport. Iyaba i-passport enjani leyo e-300 and something. Iyabe isile visa ye-Australia, America, Canada, or iyabe isinjani i-passport enjani leyo ebiza kangaka. Lapha thina sise-UK, lapha i-passport i-£75. A powerful passport in United Kingdom, £75. Kukuthi ipassport yaseZimbabwe ibe yi-300 and something, ilani engazi. Ikupanisha abantu for nothing. Lokho angizwisisi ukuthi i-government yeZimbabwe ikalkuleta kanjani izinto zayo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho, baningi yini abazayehluleka ukuthi bebe lawo ama-passport aweZimbabwe behlale emazweni?
Kakhulu mnumzana, baningi kakhulu abazayehluleka. Cabanga nje kulabantu abaseBotswana, kulabantu abakubo Mozambique, South Africa, ukutshintsha irandi to US dollars kuyakhosta kakhulu. So kuzabanzimela laba bantu ukuthi betshintshe imali to US dollars, bedinge i-passport ye-300 and something randi. Imali yakho nambona iningi kakhulu. Even lathi khona lapha sise-UK kuzabanzimela abaningi kakhulu ukuthi bedinga ama-passport. Cabanga nje makuwe ukuthi mhlawumbe ulabantwana liyimuli lingu-3 lifuna ama-passport, kuba nzima kakhulu. Ngeke uyenelise ukukhipha i-900 and something for i-passport kuphela.
Sikhuluma nje bekunjani ukudinga i-passport yeZimbabwe khona ngapho eBhilitane?
Kuvele khona kuyi-headache ngokwakho, kunzima kakhulu. Mina sengayizama ngayiyehluleka, sengayizama kaningi kakhulu. Kuvele kuyi-headache, vele itholakala nzima, itholakala. Angazi mhlawumbe bakhona abake beyithole. Mina sengazama kaningi, vele befike bengitshela izitori ezingacaciyo. Akulanto e-straight forward lapha e-embassy yase-UK.